You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This is the last Parsha podcast of the year 5786. We're going into Rosh Hashanah, and I'd like to share with you some thoughts about Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps we can be inspired a bit. Perhaps we can actually do something during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, something active that can be subtle and profound. And I'll share with you that soon. But first, I'd like to share with you some thoughts from Rosh Yeshiva, from Rabbi Per, in his Sefer Shosh Shanas HaAmakim. And he says like this, I'm going to read some to you, we'll see how much we can get through. There's a lot of material here, some beautiful, deep ideas, and we'll see what time allows for. We started saying at the beginning of Elul, L'Dovad Hashem Oiri V'Yishi Mimi Yira, a Psalm of David. This is chapter 27 of Tehillim, of Psalms. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Whom do I need to fear? From whom shall I fear? It brings here the Medrash that says like this, Rabbanim Pasri Kra B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Our sages tell us, and this is part of the reason, obviously, that we read this, that the Pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It says, Hashem Oiri, Hashem is my light. Oiri b'Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is my light, is referring to the day of Rosh Hashanah. Shu Yom Adin, which is, interestingly, what does it mean that Hashem is my light? It means that it's a day of judgment. Shenemer v'hoitzik or tzidkecho mishpatachat kitzaharayim. Pasuk says that Hashem will take out like light our righteousness, and He will bring out judgment like the afternoon. So, it's interesting, I'm just speaking out as I'm reading this and thinking about it as I'm reading it, that we think of judgment as something negative, but it's actually Hashem searching for and finding the positives. I'm going to talk about that soon. But Rosh Hashanah is called a day of light, a day of light. The truth comes out, the truth comes to light. V'yishi b'yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk refers to Hashem as my light and my salvation. What's the salvation? It's the day of Yom Kippur. Sheyishenu miyim kolonu al kol avonaseinu. I also like to point out here, Yom Kippur is a day of atonement. Hashem forgives us for all of our sins. Right? We have a hard time with that, I think. We have a hard time forgiving others, and we have a hard time forgiving ourselves. And Hashem has no hard time forgiving us. Hashem created us. He knows our positives and our negatives. Hey, but I know myself. I have a hard time forgiving myself. But Hashem does not have a hard time forgiving me. Right? Hashem is rachum. He is compassionate. Hashem is chanun. Chanun means, I've pointed this out numerous times, but I'm going to point it out again. Chanun means Hashem milashon chinam. Chanun means Hashem gives us a free gift. We don't deserve to be forgiven. We might not feel that we deserve it. We might not be able to forgive somebody else. Maybe we'll talk about what it means to forgive others. We've mentioned this not long ago. But Hashem forgives us. Yom Kippur is a day of atonement. We worship the golden calf 40 days after the chuppah of Har Sinai. And didn't bode well. But 80 days later, on Yom Kippur, Hashem forgave Am Yisrael. For that's pretty much the worst sin that we could possibly do. It's the bride sinning with another man under the chuppah. That was Klal Yisrael. Hashem forgives us. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah is a day of light. Hashem Oiri is Rosh Hashanah. Yishi Hashem is my salvation. That's Yom Kippur. Says Rabbi Per, Nizbainim Adibir Chazal Elu. Let's think about the words of our sages. Ki yesh lanu lahavin mahu ha'or ha'miyuchod sheyesh b'yom Rosh Hashanah. What is this special light that we have on Rosh Hashanah? U'mayi ha'yeshua b'yom ha'kippurim. What's the salvation that we talk about on Yom Kippur? U'tchili yesh lanu lamed b'seyde yomim halalu. My Rosh Hashiva points out, Rabbi Per points out that we have to look at and try to understand the order of the days of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, because it would seem that It would seem that it perhaps should be the opposite. Rosh Hashanah magia kodem Yom Kippurim. Rosh Hashanah comes first, before Yom Kippur. L'chayah ha-yanir shetzarch li yasa hapech. I would say perhaps that it should be the opposite. Ki emavoydes yom Rosh Hashanah hi l'chadish kabos machusa yizmorach aleinu. If Rosh Hashanah is about renewing my relationship with Hashem, saying, you know, Hashem, I want you to be my king again. I've thrown off your yoke. I've not acted that way throughout the year. There's been numerous occasions where I haven't really expressed in my actions that I want you to be my king. But I want to change that. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about, right? So if it's about renewing that relationship, we would think that the first thing that we should do is purify ourselves, look back on the mistakes that we made, try to fix those mistakes, ask Hashem for forgiveness for them. If I want to show Hashem that I want him to be my king, so I should perhaps first clean myself off from the mistakes that I've made and recognize them and say, Hashem, I want to be different. And then make him my king, right? The Torah tells us, Pasuk in Tehillim, King David says, first steer away from bad, and then do good. Right? So it seems out of order. Says Rabbi Per, but he says, as long as the new beginning that we're doing is a result of our regret for the things we've done wrong, regret is important. We're going to see what that means, to regret it, to regret the things we've done wrong. But as a foundation for a new beginning, regret is not the place to start. Because regret, focusing on regret first, can cause us to fall into the hands of the evil inclination again. In regards to this type of idea, our sages tell us, it's Gemara Nedarim, Risham Malem Charatos, the wicked are full of regrets. Or it's said in colloquialism is, on the road to Gehenim, the road to the fiery place, is paved with good intentions, which means to say, the person who hasn't fixed himself, hasn't changed, they are full of regrets. They regret it, they just don't change. Shalaf shemeschartim arishayim tamid, even though the wicked regret what they've done, they feel bad about it. The regret that they have does not necessarily bring them to change, to align their paths, align their ways with what the Torah expects of us. Because of a Rambam, he brings from the Rambam. So here's the foundational concept. And this is really important, because this is focusing on the good first. Really, that's what he's going to teach us. That when does a person fall? And the specific circumstance that he speaks about is thoughts of arise, thoughts of licentious behavior. When does a person fall into that? It's when his mind is empty of wisdom. It's when a person's life is missing positive, good action, that the person ends up filling up his time or his space, his mental space, with stuff that's not so good. The sin comes because a person's heart has space. There's space lacking wisdom. There's space lacking action. When a person, you know, we say, we clap on our hearts. It's symbolic. You don't have to hurt yourself. I just heard, listening now to some vods from Rosh Hashiva from about 3 years ago. He said, you don't have to bang too hard on yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up. That's not the point. It's just a recognition that it's my heart It's my heart being empty that caused this problem. Uberash Hashanah Mismale Cholo Alev Ba'or. So beautifully he says, on Rosh Hashanah, the space in our heart is filled with light. What's the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah? We have three sections to the prayers, to the Tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Such a beautiful Tefillah. Malchias, Zichronis, and Shifres. What are those three things? We declare Hashem to be our King. That's the Malchias. We have 10 psukim, 10 verses from Tanakh, from Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, that express, we gotta think about them, notice them, ponder them. They express the fact that Hashem is the King of the world. That we want Him to be the King. And then we have Zichronis. We talk about the fact that Hashem remembers for good the actions of Avram Avinu, Abraham, the actions of Noach. And Shofars. Shofars are the shofars that blew in times of Har Sinai, when we receive the Torah, the shofar that's going to blow in the future for Mashiach. So there's a focus on this light, on making Hashem our King, on knowing that Hashem remembers for good the good deeds that we've done, the good deeds that our forefathers have done, and that there's ultimately going to be, and there was, a shofar, a redemption, a redemptive moment for Klal Yisrael with Har Sinai, and a redemptive moment in the future. Rosh Yeshiva says, Rabbi Per says, that this filling of our hearts in this positive way is what inspires us. When our heart is full, it makes us feel like, yeah, this is what I want my life to look like. I want my life to look like Malchus, God is my King. I want my life to look like all of the good things that Hashem remembers. I want my life to look like points of redemption. When my heart is full of positivity, when my heart is full of longing to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the Creator of the world, there's no more room for sin. This is a day of light. Rosh Hashanah is a day of light, of positivity. We don't even want any hints to the word sin. Right? We don't want to, if it's an egos, if it's a nut, which in Hebrew, the word egos has a gematria, the same numerical value as the word chet, we don't want any hints to negativity. We only want hints to positivity, to salvation, to sweet new years. Sheral Kain Egas La'eichlim, that's why we don't eat a nut. We don't want any hints to negativity, only positivity. Rak Oz Efshal Ischari Charotas Emes. You know, like we mentioned before, a person who is wicked has lots of regrets, but it doesn't change them. What's the type of regret that we have that changes us, that makes us actually want to be different? It's the establishment first of a positive feeling in our hearts that Hashem loves us. Hashem is our King. He's our Father. He's our King. That's what makes me want to be different. I was just explaining to one of my kids yesterday that the thing that motivates people in chinuch, if I'm trying to get my kids to do something right, it's not by telling them and explaining them why it's right. Maybe that might help them. But what motivates somebody to do what I ask is because I have a relationship with them. And they trust that I care about their best. Right? If I establish a relationship with a Kaddish Baruch Hu and I believe that everything that he wants for me is for my best, that's different than me just saying, oh, I'm beating myself up for doing something I did wrong. Ki kvar ozav oisam advar mehechlet ayidei mili alev ba'or shel Rosh Hashanah. When I fill up my heart with positivity and a relationship with Hashem and a recognition of Hashem's positivity, of His remembering the good, when I do that, so then it pushes out the possibility of sin. It's a different approach. When says Rabbi Per, that if we look, if we contemplate the way of the world, we can see something very beautiful, something very interesting. That naturally, something more mature comes from something immature. Something bigger comes from something small. A chicken, which when it comes out of the egg, it stands up straight, it's bigger than the egg, but it comes out from a small space. Parpar, a butterfly comes out of this little cocoon. Adam yaitzim yeled, an adult grows out of the child that he once was. Isha shalom yaitzim yaisha choser. Rabbi Per, as was his way, gives us hope. He says musr, the word musr, which for a lot of people has a negative connotation. The word musr is another word for hope. It means that it's possible to change. It's possible to be better. I've done wrong until now, but I have hope that I can be different. And the phrase that he says is that the perfected individual, the person who's striving for greatness, grows out of the person who has kisrenus, who has lacks, who has defects. Right? I gotta walk through and admit the fact that I've done things wrong and that I've made mistakes, but I want to be greater. I want to be a child of Hashem. Hashem is perfect. I want to be like God. The main aspect of tshuva, of repentance, is where I leave the constricted space, or I leave that immature space. That's not possible just having regret. Just knowing that I'm constricted is not, it's not the own, that's not gonna do it for me. It's only by becoming more mature, by becoming a greater person. When I get bigger, when I get older, have more maturity, have more recognition of the mistakes that I've made, and I can bring to mind and I can be conscious of the fact that I've made those mistakes and it didn't lead me to the place I wanted to go. And I'm a child of Hashem and I want to have a real relationship with Him. I don't have to be trapped. I don't have to be incarcerated in my old immaturity of my childhood. Rak acher Rosh Hashanah matchila avodas acharata. So it's only after Rosh Hashanah that I can start talking about regret. Rak azev shacharata tia nechayna. Only then, after I've made Hashem my king, I've experienced the light of Rosh Hashanah, only then is my regret going to be effective. And I'll be able to do something different. Ulam, al nita l'mayin nechiza zacharata. But let's also be careful not to make a mistake and think that regret is unimportant. That's not what we're trying to say here. Regret is definitely important. Why? Ki b'li charata ein shum kapara. If you don't have regret, you can't get atonement. And without getting atonement, so the person will be punished for the mistakes that he made. Let's ask a question, okay? I decide from now on I'm going to be more mature. I'm not going to put myself into a place of nisayon. I'm not going to allow myself to fall. I'm going to be a greater person. And I do that. From now on, I don't do the thing that I've done wrong until now. So, like a butterfly that came out of the cocoon, I'm a new being. I'm flying away. I'm not crawling along on the ground anymore. Why do I need to think about the past for? Why do I need to attach myself and connect myself to days past and my guilt? Let's focus on the positive. Why do I need to focus and look at the negative? weil im Omnam in Haparpa Misgagal, et Kufos, Jesus Zchal. I'm sorry, the word Zchal, I've been translating as a cocoon, but I think it actually means a worm. I'm losing the word. You probably know the word. Caterpillar, right? A caterpillar turns into a butterfly, right? So the question is, he's saying like this: if a butterfly does not remember the days when he was crawling along on the ground as a caterpillar, if he doesn't also appreciate that time. If he hadn't gone through being a caterpillar, he wouldn't have gotten to the point of being a butterfly. It's not that I need to ignore where I've been, right? I do need to know where I've been. I need to recognize the immaturity that I had because it got me through my growing up to the place where I am now. Bal tshuva tzarech ledas, ki kol ma shesavu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, ha'orer shaloi v'kipur badoi, haya amanas lavir l'gadlus haya nechachis. A person who does tshuva, and that's all of us, right? If we've changed, we're trying to be better, moving into a new space. But I have to remember that Hashem carried me through the immaturity where I was. I did wrong, right? But Hashem didn't give up on me at that point. Hashem was patient with me, right? Then Hashem atoned for me. And the reason that he did that is so that I could get to my current stage, my current state. And it's true that what I'm doing now, when I've changed and when I'm becoming better, it atones for the mistakes that I made in the past. At the same time, I need to know that if I do not remember the past, without regret for the past, I'm missing something in my atonement. Nimsa. It comes out. Rosh Hashanah hu or ha-meir. Hamafsher lo la'avod avodasa chadasha. It comes out that Rosh Hashanah is a powerful light shining on the person to be able to start anew, to start a new life, to have a new relationship with Hashem. And as a result of that, I'm going to be different then. I am. I'm going to change. Avodas Rosh Hashanah miskayemes ha-matzavah ha-yoyim. Bili le-tzachis ha-shmasa sha-avra. So Rosh Hashanah really talks about my current state and how things are going to be from now on. But they're not really, it's not really addressing what happened until now. Well, Yom Kippur and Yeshua. Interestingly, Yom Kippur, and that's, so Rosh Hashanah is the light. It's a light for now. It's a light for the future. Yom Kippur is a salvation. It's a saving. Yeshua perusha le'natzim imatzim achet shel ha'avar. Because being saved means I'm being saved from the situation that is in the past, the situation of sin. On Yom Kippur, a person recognizes that even though now I've grown up, I've matured, if I don't clean up the past, My past can come back to haunt me. I got to make sure that I regret the past, recognize that even though I'm changing things now, that hasn't necessarily, if from now on I act nicer to my wife and my children, I don't get so upset at them. But I still have to apologize for the times that I messed up, the times that I wasn't so patient, the times that I got upset. I have to change for the future, yes, but I also have to show that I regret the past. Because if I don't do that, so it can affect the future. And I would say it can affect the future because it could come back to haunt me. People can still be upset at me because if I haven't apologized. Or come back to haunt me, I need to, sometimes subconsciously, I'll do it again because I still feel guilty about the past. Avarits Yom HaKippurim Kolelas Kol Meshech Chayav Miyam Yivoleh V'gam Asidoi. Yom Kippur, whereas Rosh Hashanah is really for the present moment, my relationship with Hashem from now on. Yom Kippur is about my entire life, all the way since I was born, from now and on into the future. Yom Kippur, Lamein Musore HaChayim. Yom Kippur, I look honestly at myself and I see the mistakes that I've made and I learn the lessons of life. Mischayir al Masha Asa. I regret that which I've done wrong. Let me be Turkish like Naisov. And I learn from where I've stumbled. Mivim Oisoi, Limudim Alola Lahaskal Parsha Chadosh Bechayov. Parsha's Kedulosoi. And Yom Kippur also serves to help me make the decision to make a new life for myself, to grow up, to be more mature, to become greater, to let go of the past, and to create a new future founded on my relationship with Hashem. So that's the order of things. First, we have Rosh Hashanah, which is the light, and then we have Yom Kippur, which is a proper regret founded on a relationship with Hashem, founded on the light. First, the positivity, and then looking carefully at the mistakes that we've made. That's how my Rosh Hashiva sets it up. I'd like to share with you something to work on, something active, and it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing, and I just read about it last week, and I wanted to share it with you. And this is the simple thing. It's a little notebook, and it's a pen. Okay? And in this little notebook, this is not about beating myself up. This is not about being negative. In fact, it's about being honest and positive. And just noticing the mistakes that I'm making and the mistakes I'm not making. Just noticing. Noticing, let's say, I'll admit something that's true. Sometimes I don't answer my phone. Sometimes my phone rings and don't answer it. Right? But I recognize that that's something that could be a little better. I could be a little better in that area. I'm just writing it down. I'm just noticing it. I didn't answer my phone. Or something positive. I listened to a shiur. Something positive. I didn't look at the news even though I wanted to. Writing it down. Where did I get this from? From the Sefer Madrigas Adam, from the Altar of Navardik, which I'm listening to a shiur from my Rosh Hashiva in Vakasha Sashlema. So he brings in the notes here. Chavetz Chaim Yomanal Yoman Boa Yaroshim Es Chashmenos Aruchnim. Chavetz Chaim had a little ledger. He would write down his spiritual accounting. Gedesh Yuchol Tamid Lahavir Meoizen Maazan Al Zuchiyos V'Chavos L'Dokas Mada Aruchni. He had it written down in front of him, so he could always look at his ledger, see how he's doing. How am I doing today? How did I do today? This, in his eyes, was just a regular, natural thing. He didn't understand why people generally didn't do this elementary type of thing. Every storekeeper, which the Chavetz Chaim was also, every storekeeper keeps a record of which is the merchandise that's selling well, which is the merchandise that's not. You don't keep buying the merchandise that's not selling. And that's how you lose money. Keep buying the things that people want. And so I'm not going to keep reading because I'm running out of time here, but just a suggestion. And I invite you to take it on. It could be private. You could do it with other people. A little thing, a little notebook. I noticed inside of myself, I didn't do something that I wish I would have done. Or I did do something that I wanted to do. And my Yitzhara got me, or my Yitzhara didn't get me. Just writing it down. I put a little minus in front of the things that I wasn't proud of. I put a little plus in front of the things that I was proud of. And just being conscious of it is a powerful tool. And it can change our Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And maybe you'll decide that you want to continue doing it after that as well. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. You should have a Ksiva Chesima Toiva. Should be written in the book of life. Alter le Chaim Tavu l'Shalim. We should all merit to have a beautiful and productive spiritual year with Hashem as our light and with all of our regrets properly removing the mistakes that we've made. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yontif. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.